Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking some trade deadline baseball. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, the voice of the Chattanooga Lookouts, Mr. Larry Ward. And, of course, Chattanooga's where Taylor Trammell has played the last couple of years, or most of this year anyway. And Thought we'd get some insight into the newest Padre farmhand. Larry, appreciate the time. Give us a little, just a little kind of feel for what we're getting with Taylor Trammell and what the fans are going to see if and when he makes it to San Diego.
Well, I think one of the first things you get is a first-class individual. This young man, I watched him work with fans, youngsters, players, his coaches and managers, myself. He is open to anybody about anything, and he has signed autographs when he didn't need to, but did. He helped a couple of youngsters get tickets on the road to a ball game. He's just a first-class individual. Along with that, I don't know that we have seen this year what his potential is really going to be. It's been a little slow for him this year, but there have been flashes of absolute athletic brilliance. This guy, I think pound for pound, probably hits a ball harder or as hard as any great big burly home run slugger that you can think of. He's got a quick bat, he's got a great eye, and he can fly. When he gets on base, Look out, he's going. But he's fun to watch. In the outfield, there are a couple of short things that he'll cover. Speed, you can't teach speed or coach speed, and he can cover a lot of ground in a hurry to make up for maybe a bad jump on a ball or a longer fly ball than what he thought it was going to be. And as far as his arm goes, he's got a very adequate arm. He can't throw it from left field to one hop to home plate yet, but if he works on that with technique and a little more strength, he'll be able to do that. But he can sure scare people, I can tell you that. So I think all around, when you rate him from 1 to 10, right now, you've probably got an 8.5 ball player who's headed to be a 10 all the way around. And personality-wise, can't beat him.
Larry, that's good to hear. I think one of the things the Padres pride themselves on having is first-class individuals in this organization. This young man seems to have a head start on that. You've been around him all season long. He's hitting around 236. Have you been able to put your finger on why he struggled? Is it just simply being in, you know, that double A level where, you know, a lot of teams tend to send their highly rated prospects, and he's just maybe having a hard time this year so far?
Tony, I think that's right on. I think that's absolutely right on it. He is a little more indecisive because he's at the next level, and you know this as well as the next person. I think is it takes about a half a season to get the jump. You know, originally, they were anticipating he would only play a half a season in Chattanooga. Unfortunately, he had one slight miscue from an injury that set him aside for 3 or 4 days, nothing drastic. But he was slow to pick up the pitching because in the Southern League, and as is in most of Double-A baseball, you've got a lot of older pitchers that did not make that Triple-A team. And they've been around for a couple extra years or an extra year of themselves. So it took a while for him to get rolling. I mean, he had a couple of great weeks. There's no doubt about it. But the 236, I don't think is indicative of where he can hit. I think he can hit easily 285, 290 once he gets rolling again.
Larry Ward is the voice of the Chattanooga Lookouts, the former team now of Taylor Trammell, acquired by the Padres in that draft eve trade yesterday. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. So left field, has he played any center? Has he played any right? Can the Padres expect to maybe move him around? Does he project to play anything else? Or is left field kind of the spot for him, at least at this point?
Well, he has played some right field. Okay. With double switches, et cetera. He has played some right field. Center field, I don't think. It's either left or right field. And left field, I think, is the spot that he is most comfortable with, it would appear, simply because his arm does not have the strength for that right field throw or the center field throw. Now, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, left field is just the same as right field. Well, it's not. As you guys know, it can be a stronger throw, but it's got to be a quicker throw because runners advance from first to third in a heartbeat if you don't have somebody who can throw accurately from left field. And he can throw very accurately from left field to keep that guy at second, in where a lot of guys will just let that guy roam, hit second base and turn the corner and he's on the way to third. But Trammell's got the ability to keep that guy from making that other 90 feet.
There, I got one more question for you from me personally. You mentioned Taylor's speed and how he's able to recover on late jumps from a base running standpoint. There's a lot of guys who can run but can't necessarily steal bases. Is he a guy that is advanced enough at this point in his career where he kind of knows what he's doing as far as, you know, stealing a base or two?
I think so. I think he just needs more opportunities, maybe a little more tutoring on that with a couple of base-stealing gurus or experts. His jump isn't as good as it can be. When you talk to some of the great base-stealers and they look at him, or they would look at him and go, you know, here's a little technique that you can get another foot in a hurry or a better jump in a hurry. But he knows how to steal bases. He just needs a little polish. This is a guy that I think the Padres are just going to – the fans in San Diego are going to love when he gets there eventually. And they'll probably bring him up at the end of the season, I would think, unless Philip Wellman in Amarillo keeps him too busy with playoffs, which is highly, highly anticipated, you know, because he won the first half over there anyway.
Yeah.
And I know Philip along lives in Chattanooga. And in fact, our manager, Pat Kelly, stays at his house while he's out in Amarillo.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know it's a small world as it goes around and around. So I think, I think Trammell will get that ability going, as a matter of fact, for base stealing.
Taylor Trammell, the newest Padre, and we're talking with the voice of the Chattanooga Lookouts, Larry Ward, who's covered Trammell all season long. They always say the last thing to come for any young player is the power. And I know he's got 6 or 7 home runs.
Yeah.
Is he establishing a little more power? Is that something he's working on? Because to me, a corner outfielder, unless you steal 80 bases, probably has to hit 25 to 30 home runs to make it in the big leagues in this day and age. It's just the way the game is played.
I think his strength will help that to make his upper body a little stronger. But the home runs he has hit are home runs that probably surprised a pitcher when he tried to deke him at the plate with an off speed or a breaking ball. And he went down and got it and just ripped it in a heartbeat in our ballpark. It's 325 down the line on a 16 foot high fence to a pavilion. But where he's a hit 3 or 4 in our ballpark are the bleacher seats in that pavilion area, and it's about 360 in that area, and they get there in a heartbeat. So his power is there. I think it's a matter of working on timing and getting a little stronger upper body strength. I think the brain and the eye and everything else, he's fine with that. It's just a matter of getting it. If he's going to hit home runs, if like you say, 15, 20, 25, he may not steal 80 bases, but he can probably hit some home runs that'll help him out. Plus, I'll tell you one, if he hits it in the gap, you better get to the ball fast because he's going to end up at third base before you can blink the second time.
I love that.
Yes, indeed.
Larry Ward with us now. Just before we let you go, Larry, you've been in the Southern League for a while. Does that include Huntsville? Is Huntsville in the Southern League Double A?
They will be again next year.
Were they when Tony Gwynn Jr. was playing there?
Yes, they were.
And
yes,
what'd you think of him then?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who did you say? You know, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to really talk to him when he was there.
Yeah.
Or when he played.
He's a very nice guy.
I know. And as a matter of fact, I think his dad sat in the booth next door one night when he was playing.
He did.
And
that's right.
And sat in when he was in town. And no, I never got a chance. Here's my take on all of this, if you don't mind, real quick.
Sure.
I have interviewed a lot of Hall of Famers who have passed on, and I have had an opportunity. I haven't had the opportunity to meet the offspring as much as I probably should have taken. But the one thing that I found is I don't bother people, quite frankly. Now, I did Joe DiMaggio back in 1980, but
that was
a difference. That's another story. But anyway, no, and I am, you know, I did meet his dad. I met Tony. What a great guy. I mean, just from, you know, I'd heard all kinds of great things. But Tony Gwynn Jr., he could play now. He could play.
There's
no doubt about it.
That's what he tells us, anyway. No, we believe
him. No, he could play.
We saw him. We saw him. Hey, Larry, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you joining us out here San Diego. And we'll try to keep Taylor Trammell rolling out here. And hopefully it'll be a success story for everyone.
I've been there one time. My aunt and uncle, my uncle who passed, lived there. And my aunt still lives there. In San Diego. My dad was stationed there when he was in World War II in the Navy. So go San Diego. I love it. I love the area. I'd like to get back there one day.
Well, we'd love to have you back, Larry. Thank you
very
much.
We like this because that increases our listening audience today, too, by a couple of people.
Thanks again, Larry. Have a
great day. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You bet. Anytime. Give me a buzz.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.